You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Green Bay Packers star Brett Favre dropped a bombshell during Capitol Hill testimony on his role in a welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi yesterday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
The doctor at the center of the scandal pleaded guilty to wire fraud in July. Favre denies any wrongdoing. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. We used to call it Schwann's, now the owners of Yellow, with an O, tell Wisconsin workforce officials it's getting out of the frozen food delivery business in November. The company is based in Minnesota. It's been delivering frozen food to homes since 1952. 79 people in Wisconsin will lose their jobs. The company blames problems with staffing and the food supply chain. Small farmers want the next farm bill to safeguard against weather disruptions caused by climate change. Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute.
These practices infiltrate more water and hold more water in the soil and make a huge difference on the amount of water coming off of farm fields.
The current farm bill expires in less than a week. Some of Wisconsin's smaller public water systems will share nearly $500,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese pollution. These are systems that have been ineligible for help in the past. The money will go toward new wells, new water treatment systems, or connecting to other public water systems. Wisconsin is getting $3 million for new opioid treatment and recovery services in small towns. Core Treatment Services of Manitowoc will create new access points for services or expand existing access points. The money will also go to collaborate with social workers to make sure communities are getting the services they need. It's Banned Books Week. Peter Bromberg with the group Every Library says more restrictions on reading make banned books more important.
Having access to the stories of people who have different cultures, different beliefs, different perspectives, maybe different life experiences, and that builds an understanding and an empathy. That's the necessary grease on the wheels of a democracy and a pluralistic society.
More than 100 Wisconsin school districts have had books challenged since 2020. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Green Bay Area School District Board of Trustees tabled a vote on the new job description for the superintendent Monday night. Trustee Rick Crossan wanted more specific objectives.
The document as it's written is too general in that it lacks specificity of objectives, particularly key performance indicators that the superintendent's role should be held accountable for.
Trustee Cao Lee agreed.
And I think that this job description needs to be a little bit more focused with our KPI.
Some of the trustees felt the strategic plan for the district, which is not yet complete, should drive the job description. Trustee Lynn Gerlach.
And then be able to identify the kind of leader that will have to take us there starting tomorrow and moving forward. And I would like the job description to reflect that.
The board will consider the job description at its meeting in October. Community meetings about the $183 million capital referendum that the Green Bay Area School District has on the November ballot are underway. Interim Superintendent Vicki Bayer.
The community is asking very good questions. From my experience in the presentations, by the end of them, questions have been answered, and I feel like the support is there for the November referendum.
Bayer made her comments at the Board of Trustees meeting Monday. The next community presentation on the referendum is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Baird Elementary Commons. A vacant lot on the corner of Lombardi and Ridge Road in Green Bay may feature two new buildings, a three-story retail commercial office use space with underground parking, and a four-story retail and apartment units building. Tim Keene, the owner of the lots, sent a letter recently to neighbors detailing his plans. There are some contingencies to the plan, such as zoning approval and swapping some property out. In 2016, a four-story office building was approved for the property, but Keene never moved forward with those plans. Republican surrogates for former President Donald Trump visited Green Bay and Appleton Tuesday to rally supporters. Washington County Executive Josh Showman was joined by speakers from the Republican Party of Wisconsin, Moms for Liberty, and the Wisconsin Faith and Freedom Coalition. Their speeches focused on illegal immigration, border security, and affordable housing. The tours traveled across the state and will end with a town hall event in Waukesha today. Drivers on I-41 through Little Chute can once again take the County N interchange. The interchange has been closed for the past 3 months as part of the I-41 expansion project, which will add a third lane in each direction between Appleton to De Pere. While this is good news for drivers now, WisDOT's I-41 project manager, Brian Lurst, says next year will be even more impactful to commuters. The construction project will last through 2030. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the third seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy said the Pirates got off to a good start.
Pirates hit some balls really hard today. In the first, like, four innings, they had, like, 12 hard contacts, and we had, like, two. But, you know, we grinded out at bats and got some hits when we needed to. Willie got some big hits.
The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won two in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it, I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is, I've never seen something like that.
Willis said he has to be prepared if his number is called.
And I've had a lot of time to just, you know, work hard and just grind every day in order to make use of my next opportunity, which I've been just trying to do this last 2 weeks. And I think more than anything, you just try to continue to work hard and understand that you don't know when the opportunity will come, but you have to be ready for it if you get it.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement Thursday morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Good news for moviegoers. Just when it looked like people were done leaving the house to see movies, the box office turned itself around this summer and even into the fall. On the heels of an actors and writers strike and a worldwide pandemic, people finally seem to be going back to theaters, which most cinema prognosticators did not see coming. How happy are theater owners? Deadline reports that a group of U.S. and Canadian exhibitors that control almost 70% or over 21,000 movie theater screens in North America have committed $2.2 billion to upgrade their facilities. The National Association of Theater Owners say the funds will be used to upgrade to the latest laser projection technology, sound systems, better seating, food and beverage option upgrades, and family enhancement experiences like arcades and even bowling. In addition to the bells and whistles, cosmetic upgrades in the way of carpeting, better lighting and signage, and air conditioning will also happen. Let's hope the theater experience keeps getting better and never goes away. All of Batman's tangential characters do well with spin-offs. Case in point, HBO saw some big numbers for the premiere of The Penguin. Variety is reporting 5.3 million viewers in the first 4 days since being released. That is the most amount of eyes on a Max show since the premiere of The Last of Us 18 months ago. The show stars Colin Farrell as the title character. In a million years, you'd never recognize him. The story picks up a week after the events of 2022's The Batman, where mob kingpin Carmine Falcone dies and director Matt Reeves says the story will mesh with Batman 3, which he says is all part of his epic crime saga. Speaking of Farrell, the actress says playing the role of the Penguin takes him to some pretty dark places. How dark? The actor says, some days after filming, he just sits and watches Pixar movies. To help shake the darkness after long days of shooting, Farrell says he improves his mood by watching the Toy Story films for something light and beautiful. After a tumultuous exit from Taylor Sheridan's Yellowstone, Kevin Costner is hinting at a possible return. According to E! News, Costner said the story is not finished. The 69-year-old actor slammed the producers of the show earlier this year for what he called BS drama. At the time, he said he was focusing on his four-part film Horizon, an American saga. Since tearing into Yellowstone, his saga tanked at the box office, forcing Part 2 to only be available on streaming, with Parts 3 and 4 hanging in the balance. The second half of Season 5 of Yellowstone premieres on the Paramount Network November 10th. People cannot get enough true crime these days. The series premiere of Ryan Murphy's Netflix series Monsters, the Lyle and Eric Menendez story, drew over 12 million viewers on Netflix September 19th and 22nd. Enough eyes found the show to place it ahead of the Jeffrey Dahmer story. Sorry, Jeff. TheWrap.com reports that the show also made the top 10 viewing list in 89 countries. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to feel a lot more like summer than fall here for the next several days. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. The wind light out of the northwest. Tonight, clear 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 77. The weekend, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.